Welcome to today's program. Prayer, chanting and silence all give us a possibility of opening ourselves. I have had the opportunity of asking Pierre Troll a question about praying. Pierre is a meditation and mental training master. Here we will hear part of the interview. Dear Pierre, I have a question to ask you about praying. Nowadays, prayer isn't used that much anymore. But I think it's important because it's something that opens us. This is why I'd like to know what you think about prayer and how to pray. Pierre's answer. Wow, but this is an entire book. I think that the approach to prayer varies from person to person. It varies because of the tradition we come from, of the education we have received. For me, prayer means the presence of God, be it while standing, sitting, or walking. In its essence, there are no words. It is an opening to the divine. The divine is always open and ready. But when we put ourselves in an attitude of prayer, we open up to this dialogue. To quickly discover that this heart dialogue isn't meant for two, but one only. There are different ways of approaching prayer. For a Christian, it may be a prayer in the form of words, like Our Father, or a similar prayer. These are beautiful. In our human form, we have the right to use words when we turn to the Divine. Now we are on another level, not close to the essence anymore, but still close to the truth of our being human in a given form. And in this form we often feel the need to turn to something higher, simply because we feel like it or because we are in some kind of difficulty. I think it is essential when praying comes through words that the words you use are alive. Of course, you might be saying ancient prayers, which are beautiful, but it's important to bring life into our prayers. Prayers need to be authentic, not just the usual blah blah. The same thing applies to mantras. Praying also has the dimension of devotion, of an opening up, but it's not really easy to talk about this. Thank you, Pierre. Not at all. After these words by Pierre Troll, I'd like to read out a brief prayer by Nikolaus von der Flüe. My Lord and my God, take from me everything that distances me from you. My Lord and my God, give me everything that brings me closer to you. My Lord and my God, detach me from myself to give my all to you. Teresa of Avila, who was born in 1515, didn't use the word meditation. She called it the prayer of silence. This is what Teresa of Avila writes in her book Aus der Quelle Schöpfen. Through oral prayer you can reach the prayer of silence spontaneously. These two ways of praying do not exclude each other mutually. Many people began their spiritual journey with oral prayer, and without really realizing it, they entered the deep wonder and silence of their soul. Through the prayer of Our Father, you can be led to inner prayer, and through this to silence in the presence of God. The complete and silent awakening in the proximity of God is the first and best condition of finding Him and being touched by Him. If you make progress in the prayer of silence, the Lord will start showing you that He listens to your prayer. Here you have some practical indications that help you enter inner prayer. Whatever might happen to you during prayer, it is always for the best. You will experience the foundation from where life springs and all creation. So here's a summary of the most important elements to consider when wanting to enter inner prayer easily. Find a place where you will be undisturbed. Sit comfortably and relax by exhaling all your tensions. Close your eyes and have no expectation of whatever might come. Let your thinking be conscious, and don't pay attention to the thoughts that arrive spontaneously. In this prayer, you aren't active with your intellect. Try focusing on a short prayer to collect your wandering thoughts, if this hasn't already happened spontaneously, and repeat this short prayer innerly. You will quickly feel inner peacefulness and contemplation. In this dedication to God, do not do anything that starts from yourself. if you're invaded by doubts and by inner restlessness, return to your short prayer and repeat it innerly. After a short while, you will experience this benevolent peace once again. Let everything come to you, everything that wants to come. Do not become active with your intellectual thinking. After having exercised inner prayer for some time, you will see that inner peace and contemplation will come about spontaneously, even if you weren't particularly motivated when you started praying. Now, if you do not consciously put effort and goodwill into it, you will experience an elevating peacefulness in your body, your spirit, and your soul. Do not be afraid if you get the feeling you're getting lost. Only goodness can come to you. You will see adventurous progress in your spiritual development. If you finish your prayer after about half an hour, you will have the feeling that time was really short, and you will probably want to continue your silent prayer. Finish your silent prayer anyway, and express an oral prayer, or take the time to read a spiritual book. You are not very far from the moment when your book turns into prayer. Don't worry if you have the feeling to not making progress with your inner prayer. You can be certain that everything will work out for the best. Persist and continue. You are using a simple and wonderful praying method that will bring an enrichment into your whole life. This prayer sets you free from all addictions. It allows you to distinguish the permanent from the impermanent. It gives you a great ability for decisions and a great freedom of mind. A very important experience you will make in the inner prayer exercise is inner contemplation. You will feel yourself deeply and you will notice that an internal perception adds to the external one. The soul would like to retreat into itself. When your physical eyes close during prayer, they will open your soul to assimilate divine forces. It is difficult, if not impossible, to express this experience in words or to find examples that may describe it. After this perfect introduction to meditation by Teresa of Avila, we will chant together. After the chant, we will remain in silent alertness in the presence of God. With all my heart, I wish you to recognize the beauty, greatness, and strength of your inner nature. I wish your feelings, thoughts, and actions to be on the same wavelength as your fundamental goodness. I wish you to have complete confidence in your fundamental goodness. I wish you lots of love and that you may learn to feel your own being with joy. I wish you to be happy for no particular reason.
Shivoham, 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 Shivoham. Shiva Hanuman.